So with respect to the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, you have these three kinds of selfing mentioned. Etang Mama, the first kind is Mama means mine, this is mine. So the feeling of ownership, the owning self. And then the second one, Eso Hamasmi, Asmi is the Pali for I am. So it's that sense of being, that I am a human, without the detail of it, just a sense of individual being, individual existence, that I am this person. And then the Eso Meyata, when it describes this in the commentaries, it talks about your sort of philosophical beliefs, what you think you are in terms of the Atman is eternal, or the Atman is one with the universe or separate from the universe and so on. Most people nowadays don't have the same kind of presumptions about self or philosophical framework about I and me and mine that would have happened in the Buddha's time. So most of us don't think, yeah, I think the universe is eternal and the self is not, or the self is eternal and the universe is not. Most of us don't think in that way. So the way I read this Eso Meyata, it's what I call the narrative self. So kind of what you believe about what you are. You know, I am a man, or I am English, or my name is Ajahn Amaro, or I live in this particular place. So when people say, who are you? It's like the name that you give, your nationality, or your age, or your occupation, your profession. And so I expand the definition a bit myself when using this. And then along with those three ways of contemplating the feeling of self in relationship to the five khandhas, there are other kinds of selfing, if such a word really exists. I like to mention the deciding self, the sense of me who makes a decision, that I choose to go left rather than right, or I choose hot rather than cold. That feeling of I decide or I choose, the deciding self, the one that seems to be making it a choice. Also, a feeling of being knowledgeable, you know, I understand, I know something, or I understand something. You can think of a comprehending self or a knowing self. And then its partner, the one who doesn't know, I don't know, I don't understand, the sense of I that doesn't have knowledge or doesn't have information about something. You could make a very, very long list, but usually I kind of run it up to about six or seven different kinds of selfing that you notice in meditation. The perceiving self, the I hear a sound or I feel a sensation, is another of that kind of selfing that seems to be a me who is feeling, a me who is hearing, a me who is expecting or remembering. So that me who's the experiencer of sensory detail. So all of these are kinds of self-structure that form in consciousness and that we can look at in meditation and to explore and challenge the sense of me who's decision-making, or me who's perceiving, or me who is something, or me and my story, or who I am, my age, my name, my occupation, my gender, my nationality, and so on. In all those respects, it's helpful to challenge that in meditation. Say, well, who remembers? What's the me that is deciding? It feels like I choose to do this, not to do that. What is that I that's deciding? Is that the case? Is that real? Is that solid? Is that something genuine? And so using the capacity to reflect and explore in the process of insight meditation, along with these three, again, I wouldn't just say the examples I've given are the whole story. If you look at your own mind, there might be some other way that there's a self-creation going on, and the mind buying into that, believing in that, in various different ways. All of those ways are worth exploring and imagining and challenging, and looking at how, out of ignorance, the mind makes those feelings of I and me and mine. The narrative self, the owning self, the deciding self, the feeling self, the not knowing self, all those, it makes it into a solid, apparent, independent entity. And so the process of insight meditation is turning the attention around to investigate, to explore, to challenge that. And then through that application of wisdom, of investigation, letting that feeling of selfhood, of these various different types, to be known, to be challenged, and then also to not fill up the space that is there when that feeling of I and me and mine has been seen through, has been let go of, to create another kind of selfing that fills that internal space, but rather letting go of those different kinds of sense of self and letting the mind be awake, be aware, and not be an I or a me or a mine who's doing the knowing or being the awake, aware one in the process.